Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's the final big week for Lights on Stratford. Zach Gribble joins us in studio. Zach, I can't believe this is the final week coming up.
I can't either. It's been amazing so far, and it's great to be here with you this morning, Jamie. But there's lots to celebrate for Lights on Stratford, including going into our final weekend this Thursday through Sunday.
All right. So much to talk about. Again, this has been so wonderfully received, Lights on Stratford. Let's talk about the Market Square exhibits. These are incredible exhibits here.
They are. They're both international, and we always try to balance international plus some homegrown plus some Canadian light art installations. Emergence is one of the main ones in Market Square. And I try to describe it, but it's much better to just go online
Yes.
and take a look. And there's lots of videos and people sharing images. It's pretty incredible, and it lets you see Market Square and City Hall in a whole new light. That's from the UK. It's award-winning. And we also have Stargate in Market Square, which is sort of a giant portal with light that's changing on all sides of it. So both of these have proven to be insanely popular.
Yeah.
And really brings Market Square to life at night when it's traditionally kind of dark and there's just so much joy going around it. And then when we layer experiences on top of that, such as our silent discos and free hot chocolate and seeing the community come together and connect around these light art installations is truly a joy.
And then the Tom Patterson light display is just amazing.
So we called it the Garden of Delight, and this has proven to be also very, very popular. I think I mentioned last time I was here, we always take bets, which is going to have more to it, Market Square or Tom Patterson Island, and it's neck and neck.
I would think
year.
So, yeah.
So we have some Australian exhibits. We have the Trumpet Flowers, which is an interactive musical display. Really delightful, especially in the engagement with it. And then we have shrooms, which are a series of giant mushrooms. And so you can see this from quite a distance all around Lake Victoria. And so far, you know, it's been Australian mushrooms versus Canadian winter. And it's, you know, they're battling it out. And there's a certain joy with staff to, you know, have to bump into the mushrooms to knock all the snow off.
Right, yeah.
But it's just such an unexpected treat to see these, you know, mushrooms and flowers blossoming with light and sound in the middle of the Canadian winter.
And what's, you know, it's brushing a little bit of snow off those giant mushrooms, but as we chatted just before coming on here, overall, you really haven't had to cancel too much with the winter weather. And we've had the winter weather, but so far, so good. It's been terrific.
You know, as festival organizers, we want the weather to be winter for sure. A little less snow would be nice sometimes. So we've only had one evening closure just on the island, and that was early on, and that was due to heavy rains and sort of mud on the island. So we're happy when the ground is frozen, things are coated with fresh snow, and so far it's been just a winter wonderland out there.
Absolutely. Let's get into the final big weekend coming up with so much going on, but off the top of my head, I'm thinking the huge success of these silent discos has just been great.
And so this past weekend, we had a pop-up, the first that we've done on Tom Patterson Island. And oh my, was it busy? And were people ever having fun? I read some social media comments, and people were saying, this is the most fun I've had on an island that didn't involve sand, you know, things like that.
Yeah. That's
so
neat.
You know, that has been a real takeaway for us, that adding cultural programming right there at the displays is going to work well. So this Friday, we've got our last silent disco for this season in Market Square, featuring Nathan McKay and original music that he's done. But we do have the Nick's Electronic Drone Choir, and there's a bit of a backstory to that one musically. They made the music a soundscape for the Emergence light art installation. So they're international, based in UK and New Zealand and Australia and other places. And so they're actually coming to Stratford this weekend. They're running a workshop on Friday. And then there's a big concert at Tom Patterson Theater on Saturday evening. And there still are some tickets available. You can get those through the Stratford Festival online box office or through our site. And then on Sunday, we're closing out the festival at 6:30 in Market Square, where those musicians will actually be in person in the square around Emergence for an engaging and interactive crowd-supported public musical experience.
Wow, this is amazing. It's going to be a final big weekend coming up for Lights on Stratford and with Destination Stratford, but you must be pleased. It's been another great success, as you mentioned, the success of the Silent Discos and just bringing people to town again, discovering Stratford, that sort of thing.
It really has been. It's also been really rewarding to see build over the years community engagement and other cultural things happening. So we've had mini film festivals, we've had puppet activations, we've had all kinds of partnerships and collaborations. The Glow and Throw, Glow in the Dark Curling at the Stratford Country Club. I want to give a shout out to them as a great partner. I think there might be a couple of spots left this Saturday in one of the sessions, but those have all sold out.
Exactly. I mean, chatting with the Country Club people, they've been thrilled with the response.
Yes. Yep. So really happy with the festival this year. We're getting a lot of positive feedback from the community, also the business community, in terms of having people here going out to restaurants and visiting shops. So we feel like things are really successful. We're keeping our fingers and toes crossed for a light dusting of snow this weekend. Yeah. And hopefully everyone can really come out. And we think that the displays this year are truly special and extraordinary. So this is your last chance to come see them.
That's right. This is a last chance coming up for this weekend. And the website is, just to pass that along,
lightsonstratford.ca is where you'll find everything to do with the festival. If there are any late-breaking updates, we include that in a header at the top of the website so everyone can keep in the loop.
Yeah, or check out the Facebook page with any updates for sure. But Zach, again, just before we let you go, as you mentioned, it's amazing now for wintertime in Stratford how it is really growing and growing with things like Stratford Winterfest coming up at the end of the month at Upper Queen's Park. Now film festivals, winter film festivals continuing, more concert events and that sort of thing. Stratford Winter Pride also coming up. It's interesting how winter destination is becoming synonymous now with Stratford.
Truly. And there's, you know, we've done some research. There is over 14 million people within a 3-hour drive radius of Stratford. And, you know, there perhaps has been a misconception in previous years that people won't come during the winter. And so we focus a lot on the summer and fair weather months. And really, we're demonstrating that we can do things with Stratford special sauce from a cultural standpoint, and people will come. And so that's really amazing to see all these other cultural activations, especially in the winter.
You bet. Zach Gribble with Lights on Stratford, Destination Stratford. Final weekend for Lights on Stratford, another continued success story. Zach Gribble, thanks so much, Zach.
Thank you, Jamie.